You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, that's actually a fair criticism of late.
The thing I hear is...
I haven't been here much.
Everybody agrees on the snoring bit was completely, completely disrespectful.
So my whole thing was to just kind of let it go away. I apologized. It was wrong. I admitted
yeah,
it was wrong.
Morales
Jorge knows.
We apologize, sir.
Yeah, no, I want to...
Sir.
I don't need you guys to call me sir. I need the lady at Starbucks to call me sir.
You got it,
instead
sir.
Instead of honey or sweetie.
Morales just keeps ramming that down the rejoined throat. Constantly.
Well, for good reason.
I know. It was bad. I got it.
For good reason.
I'm sorry.
Too
again.
Far, too much. Move on.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
Listen to you. Sure, move on. Yeah, of course you want to
move on. Of
course
you want to move on. You were at fault.
I mean, maybe.
So, all right. Enough of that. So, Dodgers, yesterday, we lose Max Scherzer. That was 3 years and $130 million. We lost Corey Seager. That was 10 years, $325 million. The one big free agent, and here's the deal. So if you're not following this, tonight at 9 o'clock, the baseball collective bargaining agreement ends, which means the rules after this, whenever they do reach terms on a new CBA, will be completely different. John, one of those rules likely to be you can't do 10-year contracts anymore. Maybe you can only do 8, maybe you can only do 7, but they're going to limit the number of years. That's what Major League Baseball is going to try to do to the players' union. That's
is
why
there anybody is there anybody out there? Oh, I just thought of one, Carlos Correa.
Yes.
But is there anybody other than Correa that would anyone would even consider for a 10-year contract?
Probably. I mean, I don't think Freddie Freeman. I don't think
I'd give Freddie Freeman a big contract. Oh,
he's
yeah,
32,
no,
so that 10 years is a long time.
By the way, you know where Freddie Freeman is from?
Right here.
Villa Park.
Yeah, lives here during the offseason.
Yeah.
Well, like everybody
Orange
lives
County.
Here during the offseason. Now, there is a rumor from John Heyman that says this. Teams are trying to pry superstar first baseman Freddie Freeman from Atlanta. Some say they still don't think it will happen, but are surprised he's still free. Dodgers, who lost Seager, could move Muncy to second, may have the best hope for SoCal product. Yankees, Toronto, always in it. So
then you would, then again, you would put off Gavin Lux as your everyday second baseman for another year.
Well, think about this. Maybe if you sign Freddie Freeman, you don't sign Chris Taylor, and Gavin Lux becomes Chris Taylor.
I don't like that.
Gavin Lux becomes super utility guy who can you can plug in anywhere.
Well, but Gavin Lux, as he showed in the playoffs, isn't the defender that Chris Taylor is.
Yeah, but he'd only played center field for like 5 games when they shoved him out there.
Right. Do you think if he plays – you know, winter ball, he's going to learn how to play it? No,
I think
Chris
the more he plays it, the better he's going to be at it.
I don't think you can give up in consecutive seasons Kike Hernandez and then Chris Taylor.
Even if it means adding Freddie Freeman.
But I think you can still afford Taylor. Here's the thing.
Do you know what Taylor's asking for? Just take a shot.
I would hope that you could get him for like 4 years, 40.
4 years, 64 is what he's looking for. 4 years, 64. $60 million a year.
Might get it. Here's the thing with the Dodgers.
By the way, that's the domino that could fall today. I think the Dodgers may wind up bringing back Chris Taylor as of today before the lockout.
I just think that the one guy in town that has earned the I'm not worried about what the finished product will be is Andrew Friedman.
It's scary, I think.
Why? I mean, you don't trust him?
No, I just think this looks like a big, I don't want to say rebuild, but it's certainly a reset year. I look at the starting pitching, John. You got Buehler, Urias, Heaney, who was terrible last year with the Angels and the Yankees. I'm sure they think they can fix him. Gonsolin, then Mitchell White, Andre Jackson.
Well, you're assuming that Kershaw leaves.
I mean, does Kershaw follow Corey Seager to Texas? There's been lots of Clayton Kershaw to Texas rumors.
He grew up 10 minutes from there, and now the Rangers are clearly trying to build a contender. So,
John, there's one starter that's worthy of a free agent contract. Marcus Stroman is still out there. There's been no linkage between the Dodgers and Marcus Stroman at all, which means that if you get back from the lockout, you're going to have to make some pretty nifty trades. Maybe you make a deal with the Reds for Luis Castillo or for Sonny Gray. Maybe you make a move to Oakland and trade for Frankie Montas, but then you've got to give up draft capital. I mean, I just think this season, the offseason, is not shaping up at all the way I expected it to.
But don't you defer to Andrew Friedman because he always seems to pull a rabbit out of the hat? I mean,
yeah, but what if this is a rebuild year?
But we haven't had one in 8 years. I mean, we still have. I think a lot will depend on, does Bellinger revert to the rookie of the year MVP type player he was, or do we get Cody Bellinger from a year ago? Is Justin Turner still an elite player? Is Trey Turner a good everyday shortstop? I like the idea of signing Freddie Freeman because he replaces Seager's left-handed bat in the lineup.
Correct.
But here's a couple things. I would not have given Scherzer the money the Mets gave him. Would you?
I would not. I would not. I mean, they're paying him
that's an
$43 million for his age 43 season. Age 40 season.
And I'm not sure I give Corey Seager a 10-year contract because of his injury history. What about his injury
history? I absolutely give him that deal. World Series, there's if you get to a playoff situation and there's a runner, there are runners on and you're trying to come from behind, there's nobody I'd rather see at the plate than Corey Seager. Corey Seager is that guy.
Yeah, but he was in that situation several times this year and didn't come through.
He also hit a couple of bombs during the postseason this year, and he was the World Series MVP and NLCS MVP the year before. I've seen him hit in the postseason.
I like Seager, but the reason I wouldn't give him a 10-year contract is that he's had two major injuries already. Bergman, would you give Seager a 10-year contract?
Yeah, I'm really sad that we're losing Corey Seager. I would give him that big contract because he could possibly win two or three MVPs and all of that. But I also don't think it's a rebuild yet, Mace. I mean, we lost Max Scherzer, who was here for not even half of a season and didn't even play in the playoffs, really, because his arm was dead. And then Corey Seager, he didn't play a lot of the season, like John was just talking about. So as much as I hate that he's gone, he's been gone a lot for them over the last couple of years. So I don't see a rebuild in all of this. You still have Mookie Betts. You still have Trey Turner. You still have Walker Buehler. You still have Julio Urias. You still have the makings of a really, really good team.
But do you feel good about that rotation?
The rotation, I think they can fix. I mean, I don't know who it'll possibly be, but they'll make a move. I trust Andrew Friedman that he'll find somebody to go into that starting rotation. Maybe it is Marcus Stroman. Who knows? They have money now. They didn't give it to Scherzer. They didn't give it to Seager. Who knows if they're going to give it to Kenley? They may or may not give it to Chris Taylor.
Oh, by the way, I'll tell you this. I don't think they're giving it to Kenley.
Right. So there's money that's still here. They may not even give it to Clayton Kershaw, which love to see him back.
John, they signed Daniel Hudson yesterday, who's a really good setup reliever. I think that's the front end of them not bringing back Kenley, because that means they can move Blake Treinen to the closer role, and Daniel Hudson becomes the Blake Treinen next year, the sort of Uber reliever who you use in multiple situations. So I think that's a sign that Kenley is not going to come back. And I don't think they should sign Kenley. I've always been a Kenley fan, but I feel like, you know, sell high is sort of my, and I know they're not technically trading him, but sell high, I think that was a high point for Kenley last year, and there's going to be a natural decline. He had been declining. He bounced back big last year. There's no reason why a 34-year-old guy would suddenly get better. So I don't think Kenley's coming back, and I'm okay with that.
If the Rangers offer Kershaw 2 years, 60, do you match it?
No.
2 years, 60.
$30 million? No.
Less than he made last year.
Right? I want to point something out. Because there's this idea that Kershaw is just a wreck now. That he's not. He's a shadow
he's
of
not.
Himself.
When he's healthy, he's good.
Last year, he's 10-8, 3.55 ERA, Bucko 19 ERA, made 22 starts. I think Clayton Kershaw is still at the age of this will be his age 34 season. I still think Clayton Kershaw is a. He may not be. He wouldn't be a top of the rotation starter for the Dodgers, but he would be your number three, certainly behind Buehler and Urias, and above Andrew Heaney. They think they can fix Andrew Heaney. I'm not sure. Angel fans are all kind of laughing about that, giggling about
by
that.
By the way,
they've got Andrew Heaney.
By the way, I'd be incredibly disappointed if I'm an Angels fan. There was all that talk that they were going to go out and fix the pitching problem. They took a flyer on Noah Syndergaard, who we don't even know
who hasn't pitched since 2019.
Right. And then nothing? Why aren't they in on these pitchers?
Well, they finished
second. Maybe
they
were on Scherzer.
According to Ken Rosenthal, the Angels finished second with Max Scherzer. They wouldn't go to a third year, but they would match the $43 million annual average salary. But they just wouldn't go to a third year. And I don't necessarily think it's smart to go to a third year, even if you're the Angels and you're that desperate. Their rotation is basically Syndergaard. They're hoping. Actually, Syndergaard threw two innings since 2019. Coming back from surgery. I still like Sandoval. Suarez is okay. Obviously, Ohtani. They need to add another starter, and it's not going to be necessarily from the free agent market because the only meaningful guy left is Marcus Stroman. And there's no linkage. Nobody has said the Angels are in on Marcus Stroman. So
well, you
they're
going
to have to
weird,
do it through trades.
It'd be a weird move. I don't know how they would pull it off because they have Jared Walsh at first. And they have Ohtani locked in at DH. But Freddie Freeman, literally grew up 5 minutes from there.
And is an Angels fan, or grew up an Angels fan.
Yeah, that's his hometown team. Could Walsh play the outfield?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the Angels well enough to be able to know the answer to that.
Yeah, but that's something that would be interesting.
By the way, I tweeted this poll. With Scherzer gone, is it imperative that the Dodgers re-sign Clayton Kershaw? How do you think that's cutting?
Well, in Los Angeles, I would think 60% yes.
It's 53% yes and 47% of course not.
Closer than I thought.
Yeah, much closer. Much closer. I think there's this idea that Kershaw's washed up. He's really not washed up. He did make 22 starts last year, and he was totally solid and would have been good in the postseason. Actually, might have saved our ass in the postseason. As a number four starter, we could have used him in that Atlanta series.
One thing about either the Angels or the Dodgers, have you ever interviewed or met Freddie Freeman?
No.
He's unbelievable. I can't imagine the Braves would let him go. Do you think Atlanta lets him go?
I can't imagine Atlanta not matching an offer that anybody makes.
Freeman's the type of guy. Every once in a while, you'll meet an athlete like this. When I interviewed Freeman, I was in a scrum with a bunch of people, but he started asking people questions about them. You know, he's that guy. He's the type of guy that is.
How's the wife?
Last
how's
year,
the kids?
Yeah. Well, remember last year when he was involved in a it was a beanball thing where his pitchers hit the other team's best player,
so the
other team hit him. And he walked over to the dugout. Now, any other player, that would start a fight.
Yeah.
But he walked over to the opposing dugout, and he goes, "Hey, guys, I just want to let you know, I get it. I understand. I'm glad you hit me and not somebody else. So hopefully it's over." And everybody, applauded him for it because he ended the beanball war. He's a really big clubhouse leader type guy. If the Dodgers got him and moved Muncy to second, that'd be a really good thing. Where'd you get that from?
That's John Heyman says the Dodgers may be in on Freddie Freeman. That's definitely going to happen today, one way or the other. I still think he's going back to Atlanta, but it would be phenomenal if he came to L.A. Just phenomenal. So the one thing I forgot to mention, I do this fancy prep sheet every day, and the thing that I forgot to mention more than anything, John, is it's your lie of the day.
Oh, really?
That means you've got a lie between now and 3:30.
Okay.
And the prize today is a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. And a 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Ski and Snowboard Show and Sale at the L.A. Convention Center, December 10 through December 12. So that's the prize. If you can figure out John Ireland's lie today between now and the end of the show. All right, coming up next for you. John, I want to talk about this. You sent over a story about robots. You're terrified of robots.
And particularly this story specifically.
You're just,
this story should scare the hell out of you.
You're just a scaredy. This is a story that John dug up.
These are the replicants coming, man, from Blade Runner. I can't believe you're not worked up over this.
I'm not worked up. We'll talk about it. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, of the four of us, me, John, Bergman, Jorge, I am the technology guy. Like, I am the quick adopter. I love technology. I believe in self-driving cars. I believe in the metaverse. I believe in autonomous beings. I believe in robots, all that stuff. Now, John, you are afraid of the future, or you're actually fighting the future.
Well, in this case, I think that this is going way, way, way too far. I mean, okay. What do we need? Well, explain what I'm talking about.
Okay. So Ireland sent a story today, and there are robots now that are actually reproducing themselves. They have used frog cells, and these robots are now actually having essentially babies. They're called Xenobots, and they can now reproduce in the same way that plants and animals can. They're formed from stem cells of the African clawed frog, from which it takes its name, and the tiny blobs were first unveiled in 2020 after experiments showed they could move. So these robots are giving birth to these tiny little blobs. Not full robots, just tiny little blobs right now. And John, this is making you nervous.
Well, of course it is, because think about it. What's to stop them from taking over the world? If they continue to reproduce, eventually there'll be more robots than people, and then we're all dead.
Why do you assume they're going to take over the world? Just
because
you
saw
the movie Terminator?
Yeah, and Blade Runner and every other movie where
Blade
the robots
Runner,
take over the
world. They did not take
world.
Over the world. We live side by side with androids or Sean
Yeah,
Young.
But you can't trust those replicants.
Yeah, I don't
Why do
find...
you want to live in a world with more robots than people?
Look, if I can get a robot as a personal assistant, I will jump at that. If I can
well,
get a robot
Bergman.
to do the...
I'm not a robot.
No. If so, your programming was really screwed up yesterday. You need to be reprogrammed. No, if I could have a robot that would save Juan and me from doing the dishes or running the vacuum or making phone calls, running calls, as I like to say. I'm running calls. You know that old expression? I'm running calls. If I had a robot to be able to do all that stuff, I would absolutely do it. Don't you use Siri?
Why don't you just hire a person to do all that?
Because that's expensive. Why not just buy a robot?
Do you think robots are
going to
be cheap?
Instead of weekly.
Yeah, robots aren't going to be cheap. I don't know why this popped into my head, but you remember the time where Ben Lyons brought a personal intern to the station?
Yes.
And it was basically that.
I do.
He was letting someone be his personal assistant for free, and the station told him he had to stop.
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like... I would love a personal assistant.
Hire one. You have money now. Hire a personal. Let's put it out there. What are the requirements for the personal assistant? What do you want them to do?
I want them to be able to clean the house.
Okay.
Pick up dry cleaning. which is basically a hoodie a week.
Right. You don't have a lot of that. All right, so you got cleaning, laundry,
driving, get
what
my,
else?
My reduced fat turkey bacon cheddar sandwich.
Okay.
Every day. Set up my podcast.
Okay.
Handle bookings of the podcast and all the details of the podcast. And also keep Bergman in line. Those are the things the personal assistant.
And they must call you sir.
So,
they must
so
call me sir.
Yeah. And, all right. So, what are you willing to now? Do you want him 5 days a week, 7 days a week, 2 days a week? How many days a week?
Just Monday through Friday, I think. Monday through Friday should be fine.
All right. And 8 hour days or no?
No, I think I only need him for from like 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. till 1 o'clock till the show. 9 until 1.
Okay.
By the time I get to 1 o'clock in the show, my day is pretty much up.
Okay. So are you offering any type of a health plan or benefits?
The benefit is you get to work for me.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
No.
This is sounding great today, Mace.
Yeah. Now, what I'm putting this together to put it on ZipRecruiter. What is the starting salary? What are you offering to pay this person? Is it an hourly wage? Is it an annual salary? How do you want to do it?
I would say it's a minimum wage, but it's like it's like a waiter or waitress. So it's like $2.34, and then with tips.
Well, who provides
the tips?
I'll tip
them every day based on how they do.
That's a horrible idea. And by the way, I don't even think that's legal.
Is that not legal?
I think you have to pay them the minimum wage.
Okay,
I think that's why the minimum
wage
exists.
I'll pay them the minimum wage, and occasionally I will tip them if they do a good job.
This is a horrible idea. I'm
a great guy to work for. I'm always reasonable. I'm always in a good
edgy
mood.
No, that's not true. Now, does it matter? Can it be a male or a female?
Yeah, male or female. I have no preference.
What
just
if she calls you hun or sweetie? Is that a fireable offense?
In the streets at that point. You call me hun, you call me sweetie, you're in the streets. I want somebody that calls me Mace or sir or man.
Senor
or
Mace.
Big shooter.
Big shooter.
Or babe. A babe I'm going to allow?
Did I ever... Okay, you guys have all met my wife, Lisa. You know she's a perfectly lovely woman.
Very lovely. Very, very lovely. I've always been plan B for her.
Okay. So when Lisa had Jack, our son, we were interviewing potential nannies. We needed a nanny 3 days a week because Lisa was still working. So, you know, she's been home for the hospital for like a week. And for, you know, she's in bed the whole time. And so one day we get a potential nanny candidate knock on the door. And I open the door and this girl looks like she's Brazilian and she looks like a swimsuit model. And she walks in and she says, I'm here to interview for the nanny job. I said, okay, come on in. And Lisa's taking a nap in the back. So I ask her a couple of questions. I said, well, let me go get the baby.
Yeah.
And see if you, and so I go get Jack out of his crib and I hand her to the girl, and I love this girl because she seems very nice and she's unbelievable looking. And I said, well, you know, you've had all the right answers. Let me go wake up my wife and have her meet you at least. So I go in the back and I wake Lisa up. I said, hey, there's a nanny candidate here that I like. Can you just come out and talk to her for 5 minutes? And Lisa walks out of the bedroom, goes into the living room.
Yep.
Takes one look at her, holding Jack at this point, takes one look at me, and goes, no, and turns around and goes back to bed.
Wow. So she used the veto card.
Oh, yeah, because this girl was too good looking. And just what she wanted nothing to do with it. Now, was that unfair on Lisa's part?
Was that unfair? No, is that unfair? Well, it means she doesn't trust you.
She was disqualified strictly on her appearance.
If it was reversed, would you be okay with it? If it was reversed, it was this great-looking guy, would you be okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
you being gone all the time on Lakers trips.
Does he check all the boxes?
He checks all the boxes,
so
but he's a ridiculously good looking.
So you're saying we would hire him as a Manny.
Yes. And you're gone all the time on Laker trips, and she's home alone with the kid, and it's just him and her and the kid.
Oh.
You okay?
Well,
you
John
good?
Has this situation. Do you judge based on how good-looking the tennis coach is for Lisa? Lisa plays a lot of tennis. John's wife plays a ton of tennis and apparently has gotten very good, and she's got a number of coaches. Do you say, I want you to have the ugly coach?
No, I'm not as worried about the coaches as I am about the doubles partners. You know what I mean?
Mixed doubles?
Yeah. You know, you can't trust those guys. But I have to. I have no choice. I'm gone half the month. But so do you? Is there anything wrong with Greg? That's a good question. You've reversed the paradigm on me. I think I would like to think that I would allow it.
No way.
She didn't even entertain allowing it. Would you allow it, Bergman?
No, absolutely not. No way in hell. Absolutely
well, that
not.
Just means, don't you think that's just a lack of trust? Don't you have trust? Like, I doesn't mean, Lisa trust you?
Well,
you're
Mace,
on the road all for, the time. Does she not
the
trust
mythical,
you when you're
for
on the road?
Mythical, for the mythical assistant, let's say that a guy shows up.
Yep.
And he looks like a male model and he's gay. Do you think Juan would allow you to hire him?
Absolutely. Because we have absolute trust. We don't have these sort of like, oh, I don't, I'm afraid you might. Plus, we never leave the house. we don't really go anywhere, so it really isn't an issue so much.
Yeah, I've always thought that that story actually makes Lisa look kind of fun. I mean, like
you think it makes her look fun?
I don't think it makes her look bad.
I think it makes her look jealous.
Do you think it makes her look bad?
No, not bad. Not bad. And I'm sure, by the way, she's not alone. I'm sure a lot of women would veto a hot nanny.
Yeah, I remember. Well, because there's all these stories. Like, who was it? Jude Law. Didn't Jude Law run off with the nanny?
Run off with the nanny. Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah,
it can happen.
Like that.
It can happen. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, John, you missed this, but there is going to be a brand new megacast. Have you heard about it?
No.
Okay. We will tell you exactly when it is, where it is, how it's going to happen. Coming up next. Plus, we got Jump Ball around the corner, too. That's in about 15 minutes. And don't forget, listen for the lie of the day. Ireland, I just told a really interesting story. Ireland is telling a lie sometime between now and 3:30. If you can figure it out, you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Show and Snowboard Show and Sale at the L.A. Convention Center, December 10 through 12, plus a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. That's coming up for you at 3:30, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, you know, we don't talk about that enough because I definitely want to win some stuff. Tell me the stuff I've got a chance to win, John, in the Mandy Awards. First of all,
I have no idea.
One that we really want to win more than anything at 710awards.net, Show of the Year. Don't we want to be Show of the Year?
Yeah.
That's the one where where all four of us win. We're a team and we're winning. It's about team.
Now, let me ask you guys something, though.
Yeah.
If we were to win it, Do you think Morales would actually let them give it to us?
This whole narrative needs to go away.
The rigged election thing is over. I think that they're going to be legit. They are certified by Ernst &
Young. Do we have Ernst & Young? Hey, wait a minute. Didn't Juan work for a reputable accounting firm at some point?
He worked for Ernst & Young, yeah.
Yeah, can we hire Juan to validate these results?
It's Ernst & Young, Waterhouse, Price, accounting.
No, Price Cooper. Yeah, Price Cooper, Waterhouse, something like that.
Right. The other question is...
go ahead.
The other question is, do we all get a trophy or do we have to share that one?
I would give it to one of you.
Yeah, I get it for sure.
Yeah, it's going to go next to your Bob Miller Awards.
Go next to my three Bob Miller Awards.
Mason,
don't
a
get
friend
it
of mine
twisted.
Just texted me and says, why do you think the robot will be your assistant? The robot would probably make him the personal assistant, meaning you.
I will be the robot's personal assistant.
Yeah. And by the way, Rachel, who's listening, thank you, Rachel, reminded me that, do you guys remember who played the Manny on Friends?
No.
Freddie.
Freddie Prinze.
Yeah.
Wow.
Freddie
Prinze
was the Manny on Friends. That was his guest stint on Friends. So he has experience being a Manny.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. All right. So, John, we had a great. I am told that the first time we did a MegaCast, we did it for the Rams 49ers game. It, in terms of engagement, in terms of the number of people that logged on and watched all or part of it, was just gigantic. And it's so big that now, are we allowed to say the name of the sponsor or not, Greg?
I would just hold off for now.
Okay, we'll hold up. But it's actually been sponsored. Somebody is paying to be the sponsor of the MegaCast. And we decided they wanted me to do it for Rams Cardinals. And I'm like, no, I really can't do another Rams game because I need to be locked in. I can't be BSing with you people while I'm trying to watch the game.
Oh, he gave us a you people.
You people. So we are going to do a Lakers game instead. We're going to do next Thursday, December the 9th, Lakers versus Memphis. Now, obviously, John, you will not be able to participate in the MegaCast because you will be doing the game.
Right.
Can you come on while calling the game?
That's
awfully
tricky. I think
it would be tricky.
I mean, you just got to get your phone.
Tricky. Awfully tricky.
I think it would be funny.
It's awfully tricky.
If Carlo makes it idiot-proof, like I just have to push a button on my phone, I'll try it.
Yeah.
But if
that's
I need
all you
got to
do.
Set anything up. Or sign, no, last time I had to sign up for an app and download it, and, I don't have time for any of that.
Sound like Michael Thompson now. Jeez.
By the way, big news, next week's MegaCast, the big guest, Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm. You aren't getting Charles Barkley.
Bergman told me he's going to get him.
Yep, along with Tiger Woods and Queen Elizabeth.
Nice, nice.
Now, Greg, if I set up a FaceTime call to you, could you find a way to get it into the MegaCast?
A FaceTime call, Carlo? We can try and figure it out with a FaceTime call.
Yeah, no, it's just on your phone. You can definitely do it just on your phone by pushing the app.
Hey, by the way, I heard, Bergman, you can confirm this. I heard that the Kamenetskis are going to start pinch hitting again in the near future.
I mean, that was going to be a surprise, but yes. Yes,
when
we are going to get
a surprise for.
No, there's just a surprise. No, because I'm very happy they're going to be back. Yeah, so they are going to be filling in while Mace is on vacation in December. Brian's going to be on. And then they'll do a couple shows later on in the month.
You know, do we have access to all three Kamenetskis?
It's actually four of them now.
Four Kamenetskis. Yeah. They are they're like those robots. They're reproducing.
Yeah. They're now hosting a Locked On Lakers podcast where they break down all the intricate details
really good
of
show.
The Lakers. So, that'll be fun. I'm glad those guys are back.
Yeah, really good show. Really good show. I expect a good guest on next week's MegaCast, Bergman.
They're going to be the best guests ever.
Get me one good guest.
I mean, it depends on
just
what you
one.
Consider good. There's going to be surprise guests. There will be surprise guests.
Last time you booked Kaplan, which was actually pretty funny.
Exactly. See, it's
Kaplan
not about the name, Mace.
Kaplan is such a goofy dude. I can't believe how goofy he is. Do you ever listen to the afternoon show, Ireland?
I listened to it yesterday. Bergman and I were testing this whole setup that's allowing me to do the show today, and I heard the last probably 20 minutes of their show.
Sedano's Sedano, but Cap is just a complete goofball. He is, I mean, and they just gang up on him like crazy. I feel bad for, I think you're either a Sedano guy or a Cap guy. And I know the alliance, me and Sedano have been a thing. I actually feel bad for Cap sometimes when I'm listening to the show. And so I'm a Cap guy now. I'm rooting for Cap in every one of those conversations that he's going to lose and say something weird in. And he knows no pop culture at all. It's amazing.
Except that he wants to go on a date with Jennifer Aniston, which I think could be arranged.
Yes.
She's single, he's single. What's stopping it?
He thinks the game is multiple people.
I heard that part.
Yes. Wait, what? Well, no, can you explain that part? What do you mean, the game, like the rapper?
The rapper,
is
yeah,
multiple people?
He thinks it's
multiple. What do you mean?
It's the name of a band.
He doesn't know it's a person.
The game.
He thinks it's like an actual game. Man. Involving
a jukebox.
Like it's a band. You know, I went to see U2. I went to see The Game. Expected multiple people out there. Nope, it's just The Game, man. It's just
The Game. Wow.
All right, coming up next for you, we've got Bergman doing some jump ball. Ireland, don't forget, is telling a lie sometime between now and 3:30. Maybe he already told it. I don't know. The prize, a four-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Ski and Snowboard Show and sale, plus a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. It is the last one. It is one of one. A Vote for Jorge t-shirt. That's at 3:30 today. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Appreciate it, Chris. All right, so did you guys see what Brian Kelly did yesterday?
He took the LSU job?
Yeah, he's leaving Notre Dame for LSU and $15 million. Great, get your money, good for you. But he didn't tell his team first. They found out on social media and then sent them all a text message on something called Teamworks apologizing. Do you have any issue with the way Brian Kelly handled all of this?
Absolutely zero issue. I find it comical that people are criticizing Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly for doing what any normal red-blooded person would have done. Once you break up with somebody, there's never a good way to do it. Mason, when you left that station in San Diego to start Mason in Ireland 25 years ago, they were going to be mad at you no matter what you did or how you told them.
Correct.
I mean, what was Brian Kelly supposed to do? The story got out. The problem is, Mace, like I've said a million times, is the NCAA is a bunch of bozos and clowns who don't have any rules. If this were the NFL, there'd be no tampering, and you couldn't announce till after the season. The NCAA could do that, but they don't. And so Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly look like bad guys. I would have done exactly what they did. Take the money and go.
I don't think that's necessarily the question. I think you're missing the finer points of the question, the nuance of the question, which is...
How would have been a better way to do it?
Should he have talked to his team first?
How would it be? The story got out before he was ready. What was a better way for him to do it?
You still talk to the team.
How?
You don't send a text message.
He was out recruiting. He was out of town when the story leaked.
Recruiting for who? LSU already?
No, Notre Dame. He was
on
a Notre
Dame. And so he took the job all of a sudden, and he was actually recruiting for Notre Dame when the negotiations were going on?
Exactly. He was on a Notre Dame recruiting trip. And by the way, people are criticizing – Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly for trying to recruit up until when they left. And that's what they're being paid to do.
So here's the thing, John. I don't know the circumstance. I don't know if Lincoln Riley talked to his team first or not. They had just lost to Oklahoma State in the, what do they call that, the Muddle game? Or what is that one?
Bedlam.
The Ramble in the...
They call it Bedlam.
Bedlam, yeah, there you go. I knew it was something like that, the Rumble game. So... I mean, I would hope that you would tell your team first. You know, Oklahoma's going to have another game. They're going to have a bowl game in the case of Notre Dame. Doesn't Notre Dame still have a shot to make the college football playoff?
They do, but they won't be coached by Brian Kelly. He's not the coach there anymore.
But isn't that crazy that you would leave your team with a shot to play in the college football playoff?
Wait a minute. What else? Again, what else do you want him to do? He works at LSU now, and there's 2 weeks left in the recruiting period. I mean, Lincoln Riley needs to start going to get people to come to USC now, not yesterday, today. Lincoln Riley is recruiting right now. And by the way, he didn't tell his team. He called a meeting after the news broke and explained it all to him, which is exactly what I would have done.
Well, Brian just sent a text.
Right, but he was out
of town. Sorry, guys, I'm leaving.
Well, in the text, it did say, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Oh,
right.
Well,
he was flying back. He was flying back to talk to him.
You're making it sound like he just up and went and sent a text message.
I mean, that's how we told
him. The question is, Mace, you're a player at Notre Dame. The story breaks, okay? You get a text from Brian Kelly saying, I'll see you at 7 a.m. tomorrow and I'll explain further. Are you going to that meeting?
Of course.
Why?
You'd blow off that meeting. I want to have some sort of closure, some sort of resolution with my coach, the guy who recruited me, the guy who sat in my living room with my mom and dad, the one who I've played for the last 2 or 3 years, whatever that happens.
The meeting lasted 9 minutes and he walked out.
Yeah, I want to have closure. That's closure. Just like any relationship. I want at the end of any relationship, I want 9 minutes for there to be closure.
I'd have one question. Would you take me if I went into the transfer portal? He says, yes, then I'm gone.
By the way,
right.
There
well,
is
that's
talk.
Basically Lincoln Riley. While he was having the meeting.
Right. Who's coming
people,
with me?
People were, yeah, who's
He's
with
like
me?
Like Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire. Who's with me?
Here's the transfer portal. Just jump right in. Come along.
Yes. If college football wants to fix it, they need to change the rules. Until they do, this is going to happen every year.
By the way, isn't the transfer portal the greatest thing ever invented for college athletes? If you do not, happy in a program, you should be able to leave. You can be a free agent just the way coaches are free agents. If you're Spencer Rattler and you wanted to play for Lincoln Riley and he leaves, you should be able to leave too. I think the transfer portal has been great for college football. I hear people say the opposite. Oh, these guys shouldn't be free agents. No, everybody should have a freedom of choice. And you're not going to make any money, but you should be able to choose where to play. Got another buzzer? Is that two buzzers?
That was a double buzzer.
Double buzzer.
Yeah, all right. So I am fully caught up on Succession.
Nice.
It was great. We aren't allowed to tell spoilers, but that's kind of where my question goes. Why can't we tell spoilers for this show? What are we supposed to spoil? They yell at each other in a room and no one will ever get to be CEO. Like, what are we trying to? They make fun of each other. What are we spoiling?
Spoilers.
I disagree that none of them will ever be CEO.
Well, I mean, not yet.
Yeah, not yeah. As of this moment. Nobody
or
is,
three
I think
seasons full.
Shiv
of it.
Is the president, but not the CEO. Jerry is the CEO right now.
Right. By the way, Mace, don't you think the way this is heading, Connor is going to be the nominee for president?
God, I hope so.
Just because it would be such a good storyline.
It would be a great storyline. It would be a great storyline. By the way, I Alan Ruck has been on the podcast, and he says that Connor is on the spectrum. That's the way he plays him, that Connor is on the spectrum, and that's why he has these grandiose ideas. Who do you think will wind up running the company? And by the way, there's nothing to spoil, because
that's what I'm saying.
I'll spoil every episode. A bunch of brothers and sisters and a mean dad say mean things to each other. That's the spoiler alert. That's what happened Sunday on Succession.
Spoilers!
I thought, although I will say this, John, I found them to be meaner than usual in Sunday's episode. Like,
at the
really,
birthday party?
Really mean. The birthday party, they were really mean. Roman just got off some zingers, man. He was just crushing them. So I thought it was meaner on Sunday, but that's not even a spoiler. The best episode of the year, John, was where all the brothers and sister, well, the sister and the three brothers, are all together in that little kid's room, and they're arguing. It's Kendall's daughter's room, and they're all arguing, and they're surrounded by little kid stuff, and you realize, oh, yeah, it's because they're arguing like little kids. That's why they're in that room. The symbolism was awesome in that scene. It was one of the best scenes of the show, that argument in the bedroom. But no, there's nothing to spoil. It's just a bunch of mean people. By the way, Brian Cox is doing Cameo, Wouldn't it be great to have a message from Brian Cox on Cameo?
Are you doing Cameo?
I am doing Cameo, yeah.
When did you decide to do that?
They recruited me. They actually emailed me two weeks ago.
They've recruited me 10 times. I've told them no every time. What are you charging?
Mm-hmm.
$30. And, you know, a lot of people, it's amazing the number of people that do it. I don't care so much about the money. Obviously, you're not going to retire on $30. The system makes it really easy. Like I said, I would do Cameo for anybody that emailed the show. It's too hard to set up. Like you make an MP3 and then you send and all that. All you do with Cameo is you press a button, you say a message, and you hit upload, and it's all over. It makes it easy to send people a message. But yeah, I'm on Cameo. They recruited me, and I said, sure, why the hell not?
Yeah, James Worthy does it, and he's making a small fortune.
Wouldn't it be great to have a message for Brian Cox on the show?
What's he asking?
$500.
Nah, too much.
Too much? Yeah, too much.
All right, Jorge, sorry, what you got? No, all right, you're good.
The question is, do you guys know your license plate number by heart?
Couldn't even tell you one letter or number.
Man, that happened to me the other day. So I go to the pickup section at the store. I arrived early. So I walk in the store, pick up extra items that I forgot. By the time I'm in there, you know, shopping around, my time to pick up came about. But I wasn't in the car. So through the PA system, they said, whoever drives the model and make, and they read my license. I kept walking. I didn't know what my license plate number was until like the third time they fully gave a description of my car. And I'm like, oh, I have to go. I dropped my items and left the store. Now, my question was that if you guys ever went through something like that where you don't remember your license plate number.
So I do remember a couple of things in my license. I know there's an 8, and I know there's an N, and I know there's a P. If I heard some combination of those three, 8, N, P, I would know that it was my car. But I could not tell you my license plate number under no circumstance. I barely have a handle on my Social Security number.
I was in a position where I was working on something on the road. I think I was updating my... you know, the thing that allows you to drive in the carpool lane?
Yeah, the carpool lane,
The transponder, and, you know, you got to pay for that. So I was doing it on the road, and it asked me for my license plate number, and I didn't know. So I asked Jack, my son, to take a picture of my license and send it to me. I just looked at it. I wouldn't have gotten any of these numbers or letters right. I've never taken the time to. Yeah, I've never taken the time to memorize it or notice it. Or nothing. I would have been way off. I'm looking right at it now. I still don't think I'll remember.
I'm surprised you have a transponder. I would think you just drive in the carpool lane because you're John Ireland.
Well, but I have to pay for it.
Man of the people.
Man of the people. Yeah. It's my carpool lane. You actually have to have somebody in the car with you when you use the transponder?
No, but you have to, it asks you how many people are in the car with you, and you have to put it on the proper setting.
I should get one of those.
Yeah, it saves you a lot of time in your commute. And I guess some people lie about it, but I don't. It's not worth getting caught over, so I just put it on. I have zero people. Matter of fact, I always set it on zero. I had my son with me the other day. I didn't even change it, so I just pay for it.
Bergman, you got one more?
No, it's break time.
You really did not bring your A game today.
No, I have more, but it's
you know what I
late.
Say.
You want to do this? We can play this game if you like.
We can bring it back.
Yeah. Every time you guys do something, I can just
I'm bringing
play
it back for you. Oh, I'm bringing it back for you.
Okay.
I better never hear that.
I actually thought that was
again.
Fine.
I think
Mason's still he's psychologically ruptured from your
damage
him yesterday.
I suffered an emotional fracture yesterday. During that bit. All right, coming up next for you, we are keeping track because we know Corey Seager has left. We know that Max Scherzer has left. Is today the day that Chris Taylor signs somewhere? The Dodgers are definitely in it. And is Freddie Freeman a possibility for the Dodgers? Plus, Lakers back at 500, 11-11 after beating Detroit on Sunday. They're in Sacramento tonight, a team that beat them in triple overtime over the holiday weekend. We'll get into that. And the big showdown in the NBA, the two best teams in the league, Golden State and Phoenix, play tonight on TNT. John and I are on different sides of the way that game is going to turn out. All that stuff coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.